close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize,
grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
I'm Craig.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull down on those safety bars because we will not be doing that for you.
I thought we was going back to the future the way you said that. That was so fast.
Sorry. Boys, it's a milestone episode today.
Is it?
Why is that?
Because it is episode 44. Did you ever think we'd make it this far?
It's hard to believe we've gotten here. This is great. We appreciate all of our listeners, all the comments, all the show suggestions. It's just a whirlwind. It seems like it was just October we started this.
I tell you what, you can't see it, listeners, but there are fireworks shooting off the studio balcony.
Oh, no, right? Something's on fire.
Oh no, hurry!
It's that candle we've got lit.
Oh no, it's, and we don't have a burn permit.
Uh oh.
I've always viewed Derek as a candle in the wind.
I thought it was dust in the wind.
You may recall last Monday that we ranked the shows at Epcot and Hollywood Studios and advancing the final four of those on to the show Battle Royale. Well, guess what?
Dun, dun, dun.
Today on episode 44, we are going to be ranking the shows where, Derek? That's right, Blizzard Beach and
Tiger. No.
Winter Summerland.
No, yeah. Guys.
Wait, where?
The Kingdoms.
When are we going to the water parks?
You're going all the time, but we're not going right now.
We've got to do a water park show.
We'll rank those at some point, but we're going to the Kingdoms today.
Okay.
Animal Kingdom.
And Beastly Kingdom.
No, Magic Kingdom.
Lost Kingdom Adventure.
I don't know.
That's a ride at Legoland.
We don't want to hear about it. I'm sure you don't want to talk about it.
No, I don't. So we're going to rank the shows at Animal Kingdom first and Magic Kingdom. And as always, please share with us your thoughts on where we rank these shows.
And just a quick reminder that we're ranking these in whatever order we come across, evident by the way Derek ranks them.
I think, now Derek, you mentioned you had a show idea for how to rank them.
No, Matthew. Don't.
We're not going to open that door.
Don't.
All right. And did we agree to not let Derek vote since he sabotage the last ones?
We got a little vote over. He'll threaten us.
Oh, yeah. He's already talked to the lawyer. I forgot about that.
I told you we shouldn't sign the contract.
Animal Kingdom shows are as follows. The Tree of Life Awakenings. It's Tough to Be a Bug. Festival of the Lion King. Rivers of Light. Finding Nemo the Musical. And we're going to rank this just because we can, even though we haven't seen it, and it just debuted a few days ago. Up! A Great Bird Adventure.
That's very unconventional.
Well, I'll start. Number six, I'm going to say Up, A Great Bird Adventure. I have not seen it. I know nothing about it other than the Up characters are going to be in it, Russell and Doug. It probably would have been higher if the old man, I believe his name is Carl.
Carl, yes.
If he would have been in it, but yeah.
Carl.
Up, Great Carl. Bird Adventure. No,
didn't he just die?
No, different Carl. Different Carl.
Up.
That's, not Carl. It's different Carl.
He is not, it's not advancing. So, Craig, we're at number five.
And it's probably going to be a good show. I mean,
I think it will be.
Up will be a good show, but we'll go with it.
I mean, we don't need logic here, right?
Correct.
Nope.
So,
just all right. Find something you have a grudge against and.
Well, I don't have a grudge against it.
Vote it out. Well, I do. I did against Illuminations.
You did. I had a grudge against Flights of Wonder because it never fit into my schedule to see it.
Okay, I'm going to say, even though I'm back and forth between two on here, I'm going to say my number five is going to be Bug's Life.
Yes!
It's Tough to Be a Bug.
Tough to Be a Bug. And the reason being is because, have you noticed how no matter what age it is, it scares? I mean, there's always a kid crying in there.
Yeah.
Always. It always scares. It's a fun little show, but
it scares me.
As you look at everything else, it's probably number five in my book.
We still haven't taken our boys to see it, just for that reason.
Yeah.
We don't. I think it would.
My son,
scared.
The first time we went, he lost it just when the bugs went underneath.
What did he lose?
It.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah. It's a good, but it's a good high quality show.
It's a fun show. Like I said, it is fun,
but it's not necessarily
compared to the rest here. That would have to be my number five.
So it's not making it to the Sweet 16.
Not going
to
make it.
Oh, Derek, number four.
Okay, I'm gonna Number four, it means it makes it to the finals. I'm going to go with the most uncomfortable seats to me in the world, and that's Finding Nemo.
How can it be more uncomfortable than Lion King? Because at least they have the back.
I kind of wish they didn't, though.
I do like that show, though, Finding Nemo. That was the first time I saw it. I was pleasantly surprised.
It's great. It is long. It's a long time to sit on those seats.
It is.
It's something about the gapping in the seats that is not particularly fun to sit on.
Yeah, just put a solid plank of wood.
Sure. Okay.
What if you just start bringing your own padded seat with you?
You could.
Bring some of those stadium seats.
Yeah.
Would that move it up the list for you?
It probably would.
I think it's an awesome show. I think as a four seed, it's going to give somebody a run for their
honestly,
but not Indiana Jones.
Of the four left, that's probably where I would
realistically
put it.
I think so. Craig is still bitter that you eliminated Indiana Jones.
Nobody else is. I'm pretty sure.
I bet Indiana Jones is.
I mean, it was eliminated at number eight.
Harrison Ford's not happy with you right now.
Finding Nemo the Musical has been placed at number four. I think it's a great show. Love Finding Nemo. Number three, I'm going to say Rivers of Light, which is their nighttime spectacular. I really like it, and I think if I had seen it more than once, that would probably be different. But we've alluded to this before, just the hassle of trying to see it. Even with a fast pass, you're having to get there super early. And
again, talking about uncomfortable seats.
Yeah. Yes. And something that we found on our last trip, which I talked about a couple episodes ago, it's at the very end of the day. And while Animal Kingdom has certainly added a number of things, if you get there at rope drop, it's really hard to stay that late in the day at Animal Kingdom. Well, any park for that matter. So I think with young kids, that's not a show that has much. It doesn't have any characters, so it's not going to appeal to young kids. I think it's a great show. Look forward to seeing it again. But number three is where it's at.
All right. Number two for me is going to be Tree of Life. It is impressive, and to see it on the tree is a must-see. But as alluded to last time, what my favorite show of all of
the Awakenings. That's what this is.
Tree of Life. Oh, yeah. I'm talking about the Lion King is my number one, but the Awakenings, the Tree of Life show. It's an impressive show, great show. You got to see it, and to see it on the tree is unbelievable, but not my number one at Animal Kingdom, or really not my number one at all the parks. So,
Well, that makes number one easy enough with the Lion King. Festival Fantasy.
That's definitely not the name of it. You mean the Rivers of Flight of Passage River Journey?
Wait, was that me or was that
Nobby
Derek?
Nobby River Flight of Passage of Light?
Was that me or was that Derek that said that?
I don't know.
I rubbed off on him.
I've given up on you guys trying to know the names of the things.
Okay, so here's the four that make it, guys. Number one, Lion King. Number two, Tree of Life. Number three, Rivers of Light. And number four, Finding Nemo.
One of those is the actual name of the show.
Yes, but people don't want to talk about. All right, Dotson, you going to start us off at Magic Kingdom then? I'll read off real quick.
And what was number five and six, just for the listeners?
Five is Bug's Life and six is Up. That we haven't seen and don't know much about.
Perhaps a very limited number of people have seen it. Irv?
You get to read off.
Again?
Well, you haven't started yet.
I did that last. I started with Up.
That's right.
All
right,
Craig, why don't you read us off all the? I tell you what. Why don't you let me read us off all the shows at Magic Kingdom, just so we get the names right.
We're gonna see how long this is gonna take.
You're reading the same list here.
Yes,
but I'm making modifications. Like,
so it may be the wrong.
Disney's Festival of Fantasy Parade. Okay, Derek. You know what? Disney's Festival of Fantasy Parade, Happily Ever After, Mickey's Philhar Magic, Mickey's Friendship Fair, Move It, Shake It, Dance and Play It, Parade, is that a parade? Muppets Present, Great Moments in American History, Country Bear Jamboree, Enchanted Tiki Room, Hall of Presidents, Once Upon a Time, Enchanted Tales with Belle, The Carousel of Progress, and Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor. Now, the Magic Kingdom, I think, is the one that we had the hardest time determining what is a show, what isn't, because there were several things that we chose not to include. A couple of these we probably didn't have to include, but we did because we like them.
But you made us.
Yeah. Derek, we all know you're the boss here. You're the law. All right. So, do you want me to start?
Yes.
Might as well.
Let's see. There are
one, the list.
There are 13 shows here at the Mary 13. King.
Lucky 13.
That is the highest number we've had. So let's start here with number 13. I am going to say, and again, I may get some criticism for this. I probably won't. I'm going to say it's the Move It, Shake It, Dance and Play It Street Party in the Magic Kingdom. I know it's fun for a lot of kids. Our boys enjoy it, but it's just not, I don't know. There's not much else to it. They say you can like put a selfie on there and it'll go right to the screen, but they're all super old. So, Move It, Shake It, Dance and Play It number 13. Any objections?
It's you send in the selfie. And it may be on there in 6 to 9 months.
Correct.
After it clears.
Maybe that's why I hold a grudge against it. It's false advertising. All right, Craig.
Okay. I am going to choose. I may get some criticism for this, but it's just not something I stop and do. I mean, it's just, I've seen it several times. It's just not something, of everything on the list, I feel like I've got to go run doing. It's the Mickey Friendship Fair on the stage show in front of the castle.
The daytime stage show.
Yeah, it's just not a... We've got to stop what we're doing and go over there and do it. So I'm sorry.
It's relatively new, too.
It is.
But it goes with all the stage shows. I mean, it's just... It's never, ever been anything except for the opening show because you have to stand there.
Yeah.
The other shows, I never stop and do it, you know, what we're doing to go see the shows. No,
well,
stage shows.
If you're deep in a land, you got to get all the way back over to Main Street to see it, and there's no shade.
And probably the only shows we see actually on stage like that are when we're doing the Mickey Not So Scary Halloween or something like that. We actually see those shows, but other than that, I'm just not stopping long enough to see those shows.
It's just you have to stand up. You're in the heat.
Yep. All right, Derek.
Main Street getting no love so far.
No love for Main Street, and I'm gonna have to continue that.
Oh no.
Uh oh.
Don't, you never know.
Don't do it.
I'm going to have to go with
no.
Once Upon a Time.
No. Okay.
The nighttime projection show. I've seen it a few times, and I don't know. Ever since Wishes went away, nothing's the same on Main Street to me.
Derek is just, I think he's in depression over this.
But it's, when I see it, I'm just like, hey, don't forget about this Disney movie.
Yeah.
Because they haven't, like Notre Dame's in there.
Yeah.
Hunchback. I'm like, they don't show him in anything.
Right.
Ever. And then they show him up and people go nuts for him.
Yeah.
But they're like, just like, hey, please don't forget about this. You still want to buy this movie. Right.
I think
that's how I feel when I watch that.
I think its predecessor, which was Celebrate the Magic,
was beautiful.
Much better. Loved Celebrate the Magic. Sadly, I think Once Upon a Time was just kind of a... It came over from like Hong Kong Disneyland or something. Tokyo Disneyland.
I don't care.
It's not nearly as good. I know you don't, Derek. But it's not nearly as good as Celebrate the Magic was. Number 10, and some Walt enthusiasts may not like this. Number 10, and I almost made this number 13, the Enchanted Tiki Room. I can't stand the Enchanted Tiki Room. I find it dull and...
It's loud.
It's loud, so you're not going to rest in there. Craig, I remember when we went with your family and Colby, your son was in there. He kind of looked at me about 3 minutes in and just rolled his eyes and said, is this it?
Yeah.
Like, this is pretty much it. It's a talking room. I know Walt had a big hand in it and it was a very monumental attraction, but I don't like it. I don't enjoy it.
It almost needs to be one of those things that's moved over into like one man's dream type thing. It's a good memory. It's a neat thing to see what he did at that time.
Yeah.
But it's a thing in the past. And I think that's why it still exists because first of all, what are you going to put in that area? And second of all, it's still original Walt.
It is original Walt, but just not for me. Sorry. Number 9.
But according to our future, it's still there.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Future Craig said they put a Starbucks there.
He was a little singing out. No, he's kind of.
We got to get that machine fixed.
We don't.
No. I think Derek.
I'm pretty sure they came back from the future. Derek and took it.
I hired an engineer to fix it.
Derek got a tattoo artist after it. All right. Number 9. I'm going to go with Monsters, Inc.
The Laugh Floor?
The Laugh Floor. I like it. It's good. It's great for kids. It's funny, but it's still, there's others on here that like it a lot more. For me.
And I believe that if it is actually one that when you text in your jokes, it does have a high possibility of getting in. So
as long as you're clean.
If you joke, yes.
If y'all are like us, we always intend for us to do that, but it's just one of those things. It always gets left on the cutting room floor. I have it on the note card, and then we don't make it to it.
Yeah. And it's not a priority that you get to it.
Right. It's like, okay, we'll see it next time.
Like you said a while ago, you went to Tomorrowland. We named off everything. We'll go. We didn't even name off that.
Yeah, we didn't name it all.
Okay. Derek?
Just looking at what's left.
Sorry.
I'm going to have to go with the Country Bear Jamboree.
Oh no!
I'm just not a
my
fan.
That's out of spite. Solely out of spite.
It's not as much as last.
Good.
That is like a dagger to the heart,
especially for Craig, who loves to hit it hard.
Oh my goodness!
It's got to go.
Wow.
Even over great moments and
yes,
feel our magic. Yes.
Turn me on, turn me down. That's just
it's.
I think I would enjoy Country Bear more if they muted all the animatronics.
Oh, good. Come on.
And just.
This is sacrilegious.
And left and made sure the AC was on.
Poor. This is
that's all I would care about.
This is terrible. This is going to spark some hate mail.
Poor old Tennessee Bear.
That number
blood
eight.
On the vine.
Is number eight that bad?
The next time we go, the three of us are going to Country Bear Jamboree.
I'll go to watch it, but.
We're going to see it.
They probably allowed Derek in there.
Well,
but you're going to have to fit it.
Now that he's
tattoo artist
now that
first.
He's done that, there's blood on the ground. Courtesy of Big Al.
Big Al is coming after people.
He'll be looking for you. Well, turn the sleep bird.
Oh, good grief. I don't know. I can't go on from here.
I know.
Let's see. Going to have an emotional recovery.
I don't
hurry.
Think this is the travesty you're making it out.
It is. It certainly is.
It's one thing to cut out Walt, what he did with his own hands, but.
I tell you what.
Country Bear Jamboree. I mean, we have somebody that wants to get married there that listens to us.
That's true.
How do you recover from that, Dotson?
I tell you what. I'll give Derek the ones that are left. They're all good.
I told you.
But still.
It's getting difficult.
But still. Okay. Number eight. I'm going to move on to number seven. I like all these that are left.
I know.
I forgive you, Derek.
Even Country Bear. I mean, I like it, but.
Number seven, I'm just going to go here. I'm going to say the Carousel of Progress, which I love. I love it. But looking over the other ones, Carousel of Progress, number seven. It is, it's older, way better than Enchanted Tiki Room. Head and shoulders above Enchanted Tiki Room.
I agree.
Carousel of Progress, again, we do it just about every trip, but if we don't, it's not the end of the world. Sorry, Craig. Craig is not saying anything, but he is upset. He is visibly distraught.
I don't know what you mean. That vein always sticks out of his forehead.
Okay, guys.
These last two have devastated him.
All right, my number six is, I'm going to say, even though I love it, it was really good, Enchanted Tales of Belle.
A kid-friendly, family-friendly show.
And it's a good show. I mean, it's fun. Amanda, who I work with, their family went when you did, and she said her daughter absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
She was scared to death about the beast being in there, and they said, well, the beast is getting his hair done, so he can't be here. But when Belle walked in, everything just stopped.
Yeah.
So it's a great show for kids. It really is. But, again, on the list, that's where it's got
to
be.
And it's great, too, in that it gives kids a chance to be a part of the show.
Yes.
Our son has been in that before. I know, Derek, you and I have both been soldiers.
We have.
I have, too.
You have, too?
Yes.
I think I've seen that four or five times. There's only been once that I haven't been part of the show.
I've always been in it.
Does that
I've
mean
never you have to watch
well,
the show.
Well, because you're a foot taller than everybody else.
Does that mean you kind of stick out, Derek, and...
My stomach.
Let's get this weirdo over here and get him on the show. He's perfect.
I was really surprised when they
picked... He won't look at the camera.
I was really surprised when they picked both of us from the same party to be in it.
Yeah, yeah.
So...
Good for the kids.
It is. It's highly recommended.
Number five. Last person not to get... Last one not to get in right here.
Oh, this is big.
Ooh.
This is big.
And why does it always fall on Derek?
Why do we keep doing that?
I don't know.
And there's three of them.
Yep.
There's really three that could be gone.
Yeah.
There's two that are solid.
Like Country Bear Jamboree should have been
in the top four,
but you know.
Yeah, Country Bear Jamboree should be there.
That's a whole different story.
No. It doesn't matter what I say. You're going to be mad at me for any of them, Matthew.
Bring it on.
And you will be mad at me for this, I'm thinking.
Oh, no.
All right. I'm going to have to go with the Muppets again and take out the great moments in history, or whatever it's called.
It's at that point, though, you know?
It's a great show, but I
enjoy that show. And I've seen both shows, and they're both enjoyable.
Yeah.
All right, here's what we have left.
I've only seen the one. I still haven't seen the Paul Revere
they're
version.
They're both good.
But what you're finding is a lot of these finalists are a lot of them are newer attractions.
Yes.
Or have been redone. So I think Disney is certainly doing a good job in terms of with their new shows, getting in touch with their audience.
Here's your top four we have, and we'll narrow these down. Festival of Fantasy Parade, Happily Ever After, PhilharMagic, and Hall of Presidents. PhilharMagic is not a new one by far.
I'm surprised that Hall of Presidents made it this far.
Yeah.
Honestly. And given that we're down to those four, is it my turn?
Yeah. I think Hall of Presidents, for me, can I say, has made it this far because it's one of those...
Patriotic.
Patriotic. Thank you. That's what the word I'm looking for. It's patriotic. Yeah. You like the history there, and I think it's just a good show.
And it often, you know, it gets, you know, every time there's a new president, it gets redone.
Right.
And so, like, the new show is very well done, I think. The graphics, the video, you know, it's very crisp, and it's always changing. So that's something I appreciate. And that being said, I'm going to say Hall of Presidents on that list is number four. It's my pick. So I'm going to make Hall of Presidents number four. I don't know if I would have ranked it above Country Bear Jamboree, but that's just, it would have been a close one. But yeah,
okay.
I think Hall of Presidents number four.
Real quickly, I'll just say three is PhilharMagic.
Mickey's PhilharMagic.
I love PhilharMagic. It's fun. It's I say it for a lot of those shows like that, but it's a lot of fun. You get wet. It's the wind's blowing. It's really a great show. 3D. But that's number three for me is PhilharMagic.
And I think it encapsulates classic Disney.
Yeah.
Right. It's got all those hit films that I grew up with.
Fantasmic type thing. Yeah. Yep.
I love it.
Yep. All right, Derek.
Derek gets to decide again.
He gets to decide who number one is.
Yes. I know who's number one. And
Joe Dirt.
That's right.
It's between a parade and firework.
I think we've given Disney exactly what they wanted.
Because
they want you to think their parades and their nighttime spectaculars are the best, which, according to us, they are. Yeah. So, Derek, what's number two?
Number two for me is going to have to be Happily Ever After.
Because you like wishes, right?
No, because I feel the daytime parade is probably the best parade they've ever done outside of
the Festival of Fantasy parade.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you like that better than the Electrical Parade?
Absolutely.
Huh.
Would have liked to see where the Electrical Parade would have fallen. It still bothers me they haven't replaced that.
Yeah.
Like when I think it's a logistical issue with people.
Bulbs.
And the...
Logistics, smudgistics. They continue raising the ticket prices. They can put in another nighttime parade.
I think the guy that was in charge of replacing the bulbs quit. So
that's it. Because nobody else can replace a bulb.
It's very technical work. Lots of degrees.
Oh, man. So. Well, that being said, I will proudly say that Festival of Fantasy Parade is number one on the list. I agree with you, Derek. I never even took time to see its predecessor. But the Festival of Fantasy is awesome.
Okay, so here's your four, Matthew. Yeah. Oh, number four is Hall of Presidents. Number three, PhilharMagic. Number two, Happily Ever After. And number one, Festival of Fantasy.
And where was Country Bear Jamboree?
Number eight.
And honestly, Happily Ever After could have been where Country Bear is right now, to me.
It's dead to him. All right, hey, you guys want to hear what the number ones are?
Top four seeds.
Let's hear the top four seeds in each park, because in the very near future, we'll be pitting these 16 shows in a battle royale.
Number four is the Frozen Sing-Along. Number four is Impressions de France.
I thought we were just doing the number ones.
I'm going across fours, threes, and twos.
Oh, okay.
Number four is Impressions de France. Number four is Finding Nemo. And number four is Hall of Presidents.
That's a solid top four.
Yeah.
Or solid four seed.
Who are the three seeds?
Three seeds are Muppets 3D, Illuminations, Rivers of Light, and PhilharMagic.
Now remember, the three seeds will be taking on the two seeds
in
the bracket.
So they'll be taking on the Star Wars Fireworks, is also called the
Star Wars Galactic Spectacular.
Spectacular. Turtle Talk, Tree of Life Awakenings, and Happily Ever After. Boy, that's a two seed that's going to smoke everybody else.
Most likely.
And the number one seeds, Fantasmic, American Adventure, Lion King, and Festival of Fantasy Parade.
Oh, man.
Man, those
got two festivals in the top four. We love a good festival.
And fireworks. Illuminations, Rivers of Light, Happily Ever After.
Tell you what.
It's going to be
a great battle royale. Ryan McDonald is smiling.
Man, that is a good lineup. That's going to be fun.
It will be. It's also going to be very controversial.
Oh, like we already made it controversial, yeah. Thanks to Derek.
I blame him.
Oh, man, about Country Bear Jamboree getting out.
Well, guys, it's been fun recording today, but you know what time it is?
It is time for lunch.
No.
Oh,
that does sound good. It's time for
Grinning
Greatness.
Andy's back.
There he is.
He's back.
He took a show off.
A sabbatical.
He did.
I'm taking two, three, or four shows off. We don't know yet.
We don't know. What do you got for us, Derek?
Of all the things that you can do at Walt Disney World, what is something outside of the park that you would like to do that you haven't done yet?
That's a good question, Craig. Any activity outside the park that we haven't got to do.
Yes.
Okay. What do you got, Derek?
I'm going to go with...
Hotel pool?
you got to do that, though.
I've done that before.
You two have gotten it? Oh, who knew?
I've done the hotel pool with you before, Matthew.
That's true.
Riverside.
Yeah, but you didn't really get in there.
I did not get in, but...
You were in the...
I came and sat there.
You had your feet in the kiddie pool.
I did. I came and sat there.
Okay, what do you got?
That counts. I'm going to go with... I would like to do the... I know it's got a name, but... And I'm definitely afraid of heights, really. But I would do the hot air balloon at Disney Springs.
Used to be Characters in Flight.
Right.
I don't know if that's still what
it is. I don't know what it is now.
It's a good choice.
But I think that would be neat to be able to see.
Yeah.
All over.
Awesome.
So
it's pretty good.
I'd really like to rent a Surrey bike at one of the hotels, maybe at the boardwalk, and ride the Surrey bike around. I know our friend Nick did that recently at Oakey West. It seems to be a popular thing that a lot of families like to do, but I think just renting a Surrey bike for an hour or so and driving around and enjoying that with the family.
That sounds fun.
I have one similar to that, but I'm going to go away from that. I was going to say the boats out in the, just your own private boat.
Oh, yeah, one of those private ones where two people can sit in?
Yeah.
Or the pontoon.
So I'm going to go opposite of that then. I'm going to say, and I know this is still kind of park-related, but it is a dream. And one of these days I will do this, the behind the scenes of all the parks.
Yeah.
It's like $300 or something like that, but maybe $400. I don't know. But I'd like to do that.
Who's counting?
Yeah. What's money? But I'd like to go and just do that and see all behind the scenes stuff at all the parks. I think that would be something I really would like to do that I haven't done.
Yeah.
Great. And the mini golf that you talk about is something I'd like to do.
I talked about that. I almost said the gardens course because I've done the fairways course at Fantasia Gardens. I want to do the
now. How
course.
Many how many mini golf courses are there?
There are two 18-hole courses at Fantasia Gardens and two 18-hole courses at Winter Summerland by Blizzard Beach, I do believe. So four.
And then if you stay at the Wyndham at Bonnet Creek, you get
free
another one
mini golf.
Oh, for free.
So,
but you lose the magic.
Not really. A little bit.
But you're not paying for the magic.
Guys, anything else before we depart?
I'm excited about the next show whenever we got to figure these out because that's going to be
I'm pumped about the Battle Royale coming up. So, well, boys and girls.
Now it's going to be less of a surprise because two of us has to vote.
That's true.
Or
dun, dun, well, dun.
I don't think I can convert either of you to my side on anything.
I don't know. You've driven that wedge with the whole Country Bear Jamboree debacle. Well, I think that does it from here in the graveyard. As always, like, follow, share, listen, download, tweet, Instagrammy, all that stuff. Anything else, guys, before we head out?
Nothing.
Don't have anything else. Just keep telling your friends.
Thank you all.
Please quit. Please keep commenting and just spread the word. We want more and more people to find out about what we're doing to help you, help us, help you.
help us help you.
I like it.
So, and one quick thing. If Up, A Great Bird Adventure turns out to transcend everything and be the greatest show ever made, I do apologize.
We would just have to edit this podcast.
Well, I believe that does it. Be sure to, as you leave,
beware the hitchhiking ghost.
And hurry back.
That's so funny.
I never thought we'd get to either one of those.
Gosh.
Either one of those.
Any of those.
I didn't know it was possible.
Well, here we are.
45. 42. 43.
You do realize
44.
You do realize I'm cutting it out.
Yes, I
crop
do.
Dust in the wind. That's what Derek's talking about.
All the other is crop dust in the wind.